The Adam Goods-focused doco, The Australian Dream, aired on ABC over the weekend, which launched a campaign to combat racist behaviour towards Aboriginal Australians. Documentary explored Adam Goods' life towards the end of his AFL career and how the racist behaviour from spectators and some social commentators drove him from the game. Kevin Suarez asked Belinda Duarte, CEO of Culture is Life, how the film tied into the campaign.
Look, there's some really strong themes through that. That is something that speaks to the heart of every Aboriginal person in the country. It reflects, you know, a whole range of experiences around how critical cultural identity is, the impact of history on our current state of being, whether that is, you know, around the impact of stolen generation. It looks at issues like racism and how that affects the well-being of our communities, but also looks at ways in which the movement of reconciliation, the opportunity that exists to really build resilience, and how critical it is to support one another. But predominantly the voice and the dreams and aspirations of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been worked with in the My Australian Dream campaign. So by partnering with The Australian Dream, what we have done is taken excerpts out of the film and structured it into an educational resource where those key messages can be taken away and workshopped with communities, schools, sporting organisations to really think through, you know, where we are as a nation today and from a place-based perspective, what contextually is happening in the communities or places that we work and live, and what's the opportunity to learn and move forward into healthy relationships collectively as Australians.
Is there a certain message that you hope the white Australians would gain from this movie?
Adam's story was heartbreaking in the consistent experience of the booing and the bullying and the racial taunts that played out through his experience on the football field. And knowing that that was his journey, it was so publicly amplified, and the behaviours of the crowd at the time and then more broadly the industry, it wasn't enough. Eventually there was a turn. Eventually there was a stand with Adam. And the experience from a non-Aboriginal perspective is to engage and really think about a very, very historical moment or period for this country, which unearthed a whole heap of messages about what are the relationships between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australia. And we've really looked to sort of ensure, one, that the Aboriginal voice in our diversity is given the opportunity to express what our Australian dream is around the vision and aspirations, but also call out what's holding us back as a nation.
So you'd say that the themes explored are universal, something that young and old Australians, non-Australians, something that everyone could sort of on some level relate to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've all got experiences of you know, as human beings, we want to belong. We want to feel cared for. We want to feel that we are seen in our own uniqueness, and it really allows people to explore those key elements of humanness. And when somebody is in a setting where their gifts are expressed, and for Adam it was his workplace, was the football field, and then, you know, how much he talks about feeling like he belonged in that space, feeling like he was a part of a really special family, and then how contextually that eroded over time and what were the drivers of that. And there's some really powerful messages in exploring that.
Belinda Duarte, CEO of Aboriginal not-for-profit organisation Culture is Life, speaking there to Kevin Suarez.